You can take our Bibles and we'll open to Psalm 43 this morning. Anyone need a pen? I don't have any, so I'm just asking in faith. But someone showed me their paper, and it was all filled out already for all the lessons. And I was like, wow, someone does their homework. My mom would have given them a gold star. This morning I have the NIV, and I'm just going to read the psalm to you. And as I read, see if you can maybe pick out the different sections. What I mean by that is you're going to notice that I think there's three sections really to this psalm. It starts maybe with a complaint, but he's a little bit maybe discouraged. He's questioning a little bit why he's in the situation he's in. He feels maybe a little bit under attack. And then he asks God to do something for him. And then at the end, he encourages himself. He reminds himself that God is there and that God has not forsaken him. So see if you can see that as I read this to you. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. Rescue me from deceitful and wicked men. You are God, my stronghold. Why have you rejected me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? Send forth your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. Then will I go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy. I will praise you with the harp, O God, my God. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Now just five short verses, but what a wonderful expression of maybe the way we feel at times and how we ought to respond to that. I believe this is a psalm of David. And we know how David just walked so closely with God. He had a real relationship with God. He could say, "You are God, my stronghold." And in spite of the difficulty that he was in, there was this faith in his God. Yes, he had questions. And vindicate me, the language here is almost as if he was in a courtroom and someone was accusing him. And so he's asking God for justice. Vindicate me, plead my cause, be my advocate. Rescue me from deceitful and wicked men. You are God, my stronghold. And yet he still felt at this moment that he was rejected of God. Why have you rejected me? I've told this story many times, I think maybe, and I don't think you'll remember it, but it's okay. I was a little boy once. I've said that a number of times, right? And I can remember the steps that go to the balcony at church. I don't know what had happened, but either my brother had been mean to me or, you know, just teased me. He had a way of doing that. And I was mad, you know, and I was sitting on those steps and I was crying. And it was like, nobody loves me. You ever do that? Have a little pity party? Anybody like pity parties? Well, I don't know. Was David having a little bit of a pity party? Why have you rejected me, God? And yet I think it's real. At times we feel that way, right? It's not just a childish thing, but sometimes as adults and young adults, we feel that way. Like, God, where are you? You know, and I think maybe we're not, I'm not sure of the context, what ungodly nation he was referring to, but there were enemies all around Israel. But for us, I think sometimes, you know, the accuser is in our heads. You know, we have an accuser, the accuser of the brethren, of the saints. And it's the thoughts that are put in our minds. Oh, God's forsaken you. You're not good enough. Why are you praying? Look what you did. You're not worthy of God to hear your prayer. And we're accused, as it were, by our enemy. Lord, vindicate us. Lord, where are you? You are my stronghold, but Lord, where are you at this moment? The enemy would like us to think that we're forsaken. The enemy would like us to think that maybe the problem is too big for God, or something that I can handle myself. And we have to remember that God is my stronghold. He has not forgotten me. Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? I just didn't plan on saying this, but I'll say it. Growing up, I don't think I heard much about anxiety, depression, people suffering from that. And I think it was more because we didn't talk about it. But I think I've lived long enough to see that it's real and that people struggle with that. My own dad had bouts of severe depression, breakdowns. And the reason I say that is because we as the church, we need to be able to recognize that and to get alongside people that maybe are struggling that way and help them. And it's more than saying you've got to do better. You've got to praise the Lord more. Now, I know those things are the way, but beloved, sometimes the way we say it, it makes that person feel, well, you're not doing enough. I think David here is expressing just something that maybe sometimes we're afraid to express. I feel oppressed by the enemy. And I don't want you to go around saying I'm oppressed, I'm this or that. We don't want to give him any credit either. We don't magnify what the enemy does. But at the same time, we need to be wise to his attacks. We need to be wise to his tactics. And if he can discourage you, if he can make you anxious, if he can get you lost in your head, so to speak, then he's won a victory. Jesus has come to set us free. Beloved, body, soul, and spirit, he is the Lord over your mind. And he wants to cover your mind in his precious blood. Take away your anxious thoughts. And yes, there is a way in God to victory in this area of our lives. But I want you to see that David felt it. Do you see that here? It's in the Bible. Lord Jesus, give us the victory. And there are some, maybe, I was going to say great saints that maybe even you know and you've heard about, they struggled with this. And they did find a way through, and that was to praise the Lord. Why is it that we're encouraged to praise the Lord? Because there's victory. There's victory over our thoughts. There's victory over our emotions if we would learn to praise the Lord when we don't feel like it. Oh God, sometimes you say praise the Lord, you don't feel anything. Praise the Lord, I still don't feel anything. Praise the Lord, I don't feel anything. But you keep at it. You keep at it. You know, there have been times when I've tried to pray and I couldn't pray. I'm lost in my struggles, buried in my sorrows, my head in the couch, you know, buried in the couch. Oh God, oh God. You know what the answer is? Get up, Philip, and praise the Lord. Get up and praise the Lord, and then you're going to be able to pray better. Praise is a weapon that God has given us. Prayer and praise, we heard, they go together. God has given those to us to defeat the work of the enemy. Verse 3. I think the tone changes here. He changes his feeling of of where are you, God, and why have you forsaken me, and why do I go being oppressed by the enemy? He turns that now around, and he cries out to God. He says, send forth your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them bring me to your holy hill. What a wonderful prayer that is. I think what he's essentially saying is, Lord, draw me back into your presence. I want to experience again that light that I enjoy in your presence. I want to experience the truth that I find in your word. I want those promises, those faithful promises, to be found again in my heart and in my mind. Remind me of your word. Send forth your light and your truth. That word truth has the idea of faithfulness in it. God's promises are faithful. What he says he's able to do. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you, that you may say with confidence, what? The Lord is my helper. What can man do to me? What promise are you hanging on to today? Has God made a word real to your heart? What promise can you stand on? Be strong. Be courageous. Meditate in the word day and night. Then I'll make your way prosperous. Then you will have good success. Send forth your light, dear God. What a wonderful prayer. And bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. Bring me back into your presence. A conscious awareness of your presence with me all the time, as we sang, wondrous bliss, oh joy sublime. I have Jesus with me half the time. No, all the time, all the time. I'm glad you're awake, you know. And then verse 4. Then will I go to the altar of God, to God, my joy, my exceeding joy, and my delight. I will praise you with the harp, O God, my God. I had on your paper here, and I don't want to not call your attention to it, but it says here, the question was, how does the psalmist describe his relationship with God in verse 4? How would you describe that?
Personal.
Okay, so personal relationship. What else?
Worshipful.
Oh, brother Tom did his homework. But what else? What do you see there? What are the words there that just jump out of the page?
Exceeding joy.
Okay, exceeding joy.
The source of joy.
The source of all my joy. Have you found God to be the source of all your joy?
Yes.
Source of strength? The joy of the Lord? But does, I mean, that to me is something that I say, Lord, I want to experience that more. I want you to be the source of all my joy, my exceeding joy. You know, we seek for happiness, we seek for joy in a lot of things. And God has blessed us. You know, we find joy in relationship. I mean, how many of you have grandkids? Brother Joe, do you find joy in your grandkids?
Absolutely.
We find joy in relating. We find joy in going places, enjoying God's creation. We enjoy coming to camp. Did you find joy in being at camp? Do you find joy in serving Jesus? But it goes beyond that. You know, I like that song, there is joy, joy, joy in serving Jesus. That's a beautiful song. And that is absolutely true. But there's another song I like too. It says, Jesus is the joy of living. Wow.
Yes.
That's even a little deeper, right?
Yes.
Jesus is the joy of living. And because Jesus is the joy of living, I find joy in serving Jesus. Understand? We have to get the center right. You know, you have to get Jesus needs to be at the center. And then everything around him, the worship, the service, it's all centered in who? In Jesus. We don't center ourselves in worship. We don't center ourselves in service. The center is Jesus. And Jesus is the joy of living. David could say, I will go to God. I will go to the altar of God. I will go to God, my exceeding joy. Now you have to just stop there and say, Lord, I want that to be real in my life. Make that more real to me. That Jesus, you are my joy. What a change, right? From God, why have you forsaken me? Why am I going about oppressed? Well, I'm going to go to God because that's where I'm going to find my joy. He is the source of my joy. I will praise you with the harp, O God, my God. And then there's this call. It was also found at the end of Psalm 42. Some believe that these psalms actually go together. But be that as it may. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Again, what is he saying? It's like he's looking in the mirror and he says, why are you discouraged? Andrew, why are you discouraged? Don't be discouraged, Andrew. Put your hope in God. And you could put your name. I didn't mean to pick on Andrew, but he's right in front of me. But I could have called on anyway. You look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you discouraged? Philip, why are you discouraged? Put your hope in God. For I will yet praise him. That's a statement of both hope and faith. That yes, I may be a little discouraged today. Things may not be the way that I want them to be today, at this moment. But I know that God will turn it around. Amen? I know that God is for me. I know that God has a plan and purpose in all that he allows. Nothing comes to me unless God allows it. And so it must be for my good and for his glory, because I know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. And so I can look in the mirror and say, yes, I may be having a difficult time right now, but God, you're going to bring me through. I'm going to put my hope in God. Hallelujah. I will yet praise him. You see, there we come back to that thought of praise, how important it is. And I trust you've noted the prominence that the Bible gives to praise, even in the book of Daniel. How many times already have we seen the praises of God? Praise God. Did you see that? Well, when we get into it again, you'll see it. But all through the Bible, here again, the importance of praise in every situation. We ought to praise our God. His praise shall continually be in our mouths. He is, and I love David in the fact that he just expresses it. He puts it, he makes it my God. He's my Savior. He's my God. He's my stronghold. He's my rock. He makes it very personal. And so your relationship with God and your religion, if you want to say it that way, has to be a personal thing. It has to be between you and God. And I'm so thankful that he has made it that way, that I can know him. I can know him as mine. I know he's mine. I know it. And you need to know that you are his, that you belong to him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus. Now we have a few moments. I don't want to monopolize here, because maybe God has blessed you with something that you want to share. Briefly, if you have it, what is it that God has said to you through this song? Come, Brother Tom.
Well, I thought it was quite interesting because my really stuck out to me this time. How many times have you heard about my shepherd, right? Mm-hmm. And then we've just heard about my God. But he's also my hiding place. He's also my refuge and strength. Psalm 18, I'm just going to read it to you, just verse 2. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my fortress. The Lord is my deliverer. He's my God. He's my strength, in whom I will trust. He's my buckler. He's the horn of my salvation. He's my high tower. There's a lot of mice. My God, my help. I don't want to take away any thunder, but I thought, you know, we're going to read, he's my keeper. and he's my preserver. All the wonderful things he does. But the greatest one that I got was what we just heard this morning. He's my exceeding joy. He has done exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask and think. That's why we praise him. That's why we love him. But he's my exceeding joy. And if we would practice his presence and say that every day, Lord, you're my exceeding joy. You're why I get up in the morning. You're everything. You've given me life. I have eternal life. I have you within. This is really a great life. No matter what goes on in the world, we have the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And that's a wonderful thing. And may he be our exceeding joy always.
Amen.
I like the word in the last verse, or in my version, it says, "Hope in God, for I shall again praise him." And so sometimes you feel down, and then you read that, "I shall again praise him," and you go right back to it.
Amen.
Amen. Hope in God.
All in all,
Jesus is my all in all, a strength in time of weariness, a light when shadows fall. Jesus is my all in all, Jesus is my all in all.
Struggle with these things.
Yes.
Lord, help us. We pray, Jesus, that you would minister to those that we know, those even within ourselves, God, that have a hard time with this. Lord, by your Spirit, you can encourage, you can help. Lord, as David did, he just talked to himself. He encouraged himself. And Lord, that we can worship and we can praise you. We pray, Lord, that you'll minister. Your Spirit. Grant help from the sanctuary, we pray. In thy name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Glory.
Oh,
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. God, give us a shout, my God. Put a shout in our hearts, dear God. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. You are able. You are able, dear God. Jesus, to set us free within, on the inside, dear God. Make us free on the inside. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. You set the captive free. Oh, God, you open the prison doors. Jesus, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's another verse, or to that, I will never doubt my Savior. Can we sing it that way? I will never doubt my Savior. I will never doubt my Savior. I will never doubt my Savior, for he sets me free. I will shout hallelujah. I will shout stand together, beloved. Let's lift our hearts and voices. I believe God would like to give victory. Victory this morning. Oh, God, 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 we want to receive.